Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Embassy of the United Arab Emirates.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Hanukkah begins tonight. It is Election Day in Alabama, and voters will choose between Roy Moore and Doug Jones. Republicans' goal? Pass the tax bill before the new senator gets seated. Moore or Jones will be seated after December 20th, we hear.
Our colleagues Alex Eisenstadt and Gabe DeBenedetti are breaking down Roy Moore's final appeal to voters, reporting from Midland City, Alabama. The two write that he delivered a thundering speech in which Moore implored Alabamians to ignore outsiders. He blasted the Washington establishment and media. His closing? If you don't believe in my character, don't vote for me. Meanwhile, Stephen Shepard has an interesting piece up about how pollsters are dodging the prediction game in Alabama because it's such a peculiar race and there are many variables. Gabe has another story about the secret super PAC backing Doug Jones. Highway 31 spent more than $4.1 million in support of Jones and against Roy Moore. It's a joint project of two of the largest national Democratic super PACs, Senate Majority PAC and Priorities USA Action, along with a group of Alabama Democrats.
It's crunch time on taxes, and our colleagues Bernie Becker, Aaron Lorenzo, and Sungmin Kim report that Republicans are struggling to close the gap in their tax plan. There are still a range of issues, including where to set the corporate rate, how to treat millions of businesses that are set up as corporations, and how much of a deduction to allow for state and local taxes. Remember, their goal is to have a tax bill on the president's desk by December 20th, but time is quickly slipping away. And our colleague Alana Shore has an early look at how looming pension shortfalls for miners, as well as truck drivers and service workers, could complicate the next government funding fight.
The New York Times has a piece about how Texas Congressman Blake Fahrenthold runs what former aides call a hostile workplace. He allegedly tells inappropriate jokes and demonstrated a volatile nature. The AP has a piece about the Me Too movement and how it's increasingly bringing up Trump's past conduct. Nikki Haley's recent comments that Trump accusers' voices should be heard infuriated the president, the AP reports. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is hosting a meeting tomorrow to discuss sexual harassment prevention policies.
Yahoo News is reporting that the White House is hiding troop numbers in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan, something it used to provide to Congress. And the Justice Department is seeking an emergency halt to a deadline that would require the Defense Department to begin accepting transgender recruits on January 1st. Meanwhile, in the Middle East, Hezbollah leaders are calling for Arab countries to stop seeking new ties with Israel, according to the New York Times. The Times also has a piece up on Vladimir Putin's whirlwind tour with his new allies in the Middle East. He touched down in Syria, Egypt, and Turkey.
Sean Spicer is writing a book about his White House tenure. The book is entitled The Briefing. It will be published by Regenery Publishing in July. Today, Donald Trump will sign the National Defense Authorization Act. He'll also meet with Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan and U.S. Ambassador to Japan, William Hagerty.
In the juice, we've got a sneak peek on House Chief Deputy Whip Patrick McHenry transferring $1 million to the NRCC. Jay Johnson is joining the board of directors at Lockheed Martin. And the Senate Leadership Fund held a private political discussion and appreciation reception last night. On hand, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Karl Rove, Stephen Law, NRSC Chairman Cory Gardner, and other Republican senators. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.